website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board. Looking forward to your lively dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We have an issue that I believe is timely. We're calling it Flag Day. Flag Day. Today's Flag Day, but it's also President Donald J. Trump's birthday. Don't know if you're aware of that. Perhaps he needs the encouragement of the general populace to say happy birthday. I find it fascinating, and watching some of the aftermath of the indictment hearing yesterday, his motorcade in Miami stopped at a Cuban bakery, large, as I understand it, high-end restaurant, and it looked like probably 150, 200 people gathered there. And they sang happy birthday to him. And then at the conclusion, before he left out and got back in the motorcade to go to the airport to get in Trump One to fly back to Bedminster, New Jersey, for his speech there, he said, food, free food for everybody. I noticed as he walked out of the door, the crowd that was outside all of a sudden decided they were going inside. And I reckon it was the free food that brought them in. But I found it fascinating to see his upbeat temperament, realizing he had just gone through the opening of the indictment and some of the charges being read, which was not made public. I understand some of the networks had some of the inside information that could only be fed to them through the DOJ and the Jack Smith, how would you say, modus operandi doing so. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about Flag Day. Then we'll make a transition to what the flag has become today and the disdain that the nation in general has for the flag. And then we will talk about what the flag is being used for and the destruction of the morals, ethics, and values in America as a result of the, quote, rainbow flag. The ones that are trying to utilize God's promise and God's presence seen in the rainbow, using it for immoral, ungodly, unholy purposes. But as we look at the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further declaratory statement is made in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, that truth, real truth, biblical truth, is unchangeable. It is eternal. It is factual, whether an individual accepts it, embraces it, understands it or not. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be emphatically true today, if I might use that term. We find those that want to demean truth, challenge truth, reject truth, refuse to embrace truth. And I find it very, very sad that the present younger generation, the millennials, are perhaps the greatest element in society today that will have the philosophy and the feeling as the millennials, according to the latest survey. 55% of the millennials say each person determines their own version of truth. Therein lies the problem. There's got to be a focus on real truth. And you cannot just arbitrarily and capriciously say that every person has their own version of truth. They might have a nuance of it. They might feel that they can call it truth. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to what was said by the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, that I think counters that philosophy that every person has his own version of truth. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps therein lies the real issue, the real problem, the fundamental foundational problem in America today. It is a failure to go back to the fundamental foundation of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. In fact, the very person that made that statement, Jan Hus, in his death-dying moments, as he was being burned at the stake, says, "Truth shall prevail. Truth shall prevail." And ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing in America today, the deficits, the determination to leave truth and to forget truth and to challenge truth, even though it might seem that it is horrible, and it is, we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that ultimately truth shall prevail. Not maybe, not hope so, but it shall prevail. And so I encourage you with those words. We may not see it in our lifetime, but I pray that we will understand that God's still on the throne, that God's still in control, that God's not on vacation. He's not asleep. He's not dead, as was the mantra in the 60s. Some of you may remember that. As I've said, he didn't even hadn't even had COVID. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that God's still watching. This portion of today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a wonderful, wonderful benchmark to help you find Tools for Time. It's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag. And by the way, I'm told that flag itself is about 40 by 80, about 40 foot by 80 foot. I'm told it takes about 8 men to get it hoisted on the pole and in the air. You can find that flagpole and that flag, and at the base of that flagpole and the flag, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. It's a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen, at Tools for Time. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God will do, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Flag Day. Flag Day. I want somebody to call me and tell me what you understand Flag Day means. Why are we celebrating Flag Day? When did Flag Day start? I am delighted that we have Old Glory, the U.S. flag. It was in 1916. Now, I'll share some trivia information. Then you can share with me your thoughts. Is it good to have Flag Day? Is it good to recognize that symbol of faith and family and freedom, as I call it? Is it good for us to have that as a recognition? There are multitudes today, ladies and gentlemen, that reject our flag, will not even pledge to the flag, will not even recognize what it means and why we fly the flag. But it was in 1916, President Woodrow Wilson marked the day as June 14th to be designated as Flag Day. June 14th, by the way, going a little further back than that, June 14th, 1777, the Second Continental Congress passed a resolution stating that the flag of the United States would be 13 stripes alternating between red and white, and that the union of the 13 stars, white and a blue field, representing a new constellation. It was Betsy Ross, by the way. Betsy Ross, we go back to history, and we understand it was Betsy Ross that assisted the Revolutionary War efforts by repairing uniforms and sewing tents. But she made the first U.S. flag. Now, you can search that if you like online, and you'll find the naysayers, the woke culture, the modern rewriting of history that says that she did not create the first United States flag. Now, that's to demean the flag, to demean our history. Just as we find in our city with the rhino mayor that we have going out of office. I don't know whether it'll be good or bad in the future with the new mayor, but our rhino mayor had several of our monuments taken down in our city, destroying, wiping out, eviscerating our history. And that's what some are trying to do in relationship to the origin of the U.S. flag. Who made it? Was it Betsy Ross or someone else? Okay, I say that the basic history is that it was Betsy Ross. Betsy Ross. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. flag is flown in our skies around the nation, across this great nation. But it represents freedom. I don't know about you, but I can be driving down a highway any place in our nation, and I love to see these gigantic flagpoles with the huge, huge, huge American flags flowing in the breeze as it is blowing. It represents something that money can't buy. It represents something that should cause every American to have a stiffened spine and a willingness to stand for truth and ethics and values and for what our nation is founded upon and the reason for our nation being here today. Our flag represents our faith and our freedom and our families. It represents a constitutional republic that we have today, not a democracy, representing a constitutional republic. It represents all that we cherish as Americans today, this great flag for this great nation. But ladies and gentlemen, multitude of the woke culture today are told that America's racist, that America's bad, that we ought not to see it as being great. In fact, one of the major things that's captivating the Biden administration are those woke individuals that he's placing in authority in a position of so-called leadership, just about all of the departments in America. And as a result of that, we're seeing the diminishing of the view of who America is and why America was founded and what we need to look at and treasure. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, as I've said before in this broadcast, the day that Donald J. Trump was indicted, June 8th, 2023, was the day of the death of America. July the 4th, 1776 was the birth of America as we know it. But the death of America was June 8, 2023. But our flag is yet waving. Our flag yet stands, although it is not viewed as it was 50 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts in relationship to what's taken place with President Donald J. Trump? What are your thoughts in relationship to celebrating Flag Day? Is it something you think we should celebrate? Is there a rationale or reason why we should not? I know they're trying now, desperately, to have Juneteenth replace July the 4th. We'll talk about that in the next few days. What is Juneteenth? What's it for? What's the mindset? why should it be on our calendars? It's on the calendar now. If you've got an iPad, an iPhone, any Apple handheld device, they've already embedded it. You can't take it off. Embedded in it. Juneteenth as a holiday, federal holiday. And there's a push. Push has been taking place for the past 5 or 6 years behind the scenes to replace July the 4th with Juneteenth. Same is true, ladies and gentlemen, with our flag. They've not been successful in having it removed, although Joe Biden very recently, perhaps you are familiar with this, our president, or should I say the president, recently had an LGBTQ sodomite flag hoisted beside the U.S. flag, same level, same height. Under flag protocol, it's illegal to fly another flag at the same height on the same flagpole or above the U.S. flag. Don't know if you're aware of that or not, but our president, the president, did that. He led the pledge to the flags, not to the flag of the United States of America. He led the pledge to the flags, including the sodomite pride LGBTQ flag. Biden even had the sodomite flag, the pride flag, in one of the windows at the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's sad we've reached a sad day in society when that takes place. I'm looking at an article put out by the American Family Association. It says this: President Biden celebrated LGBTQ plus Pride Month at the White House. He hung a pride flag from the White House and spoke against the legislation many conservatives have been trying to pass in an effort to help combat the sexualization of our children, especially through the radical transgender movement. It is clear where our society is headed, and there are many dark days ahead. This is from the American Family Association, Tim Wildman. And ladies and gentlemen, he's right. This hoisting of the sodomite flag, and that's been done at embassies, U.S. embassies around the world. That's been done on U.S. military bases. That's been done at the Pentagon. That's done at the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a stench in the nostrils of God. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And we see that reproach taking place more and more across our great nation. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Gunbud, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Pray that you are.
Doing well. Praying that you're doing good as well. Sir, today is Flag Day. And I'm going to lay some legend on you here as far as the gold ball on top of all military flags. From this is old school paratrooper stuff. It might be across the board, but do you know what's inside that gold ball?
I have heard, but I cannot recollect at the moment. Yes.
There is one knife in there. There is one bullet for the cartridge, for the gun that's being issued at the present time, and there are a book of matches in there. It is to cut the flag down, to keep it from being captured, burn it if necessary if it touches the ground, and the bullet is to defend the flag. 7 red stripes, 6 white stripes, a blue background, 50 white stars. Each color has a meaning. White, if I remember correctly, is purity and innocence. Red is honor and valor. And blue is justice. So that's just the way I learned it when I was in the military there. And that flag means a lot to me because I've saluted it first thing in the morning when they were raising it up. Wherever I was at on that base, it didn't matter. I stopped where I was at. I faced the nearest flagpole, usually the base flag. I rendered proper respect to it till it was either raised or taken down. And they had that call to raise and lower the flag every morning and every evening. And that flag is precious to me there. It's, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, but that flag is because Jesus Christ and God gave us this country.
Absolutely. That's some wonderful trivia. And when we think on that, the purpose of it, and what we see represented there. As I've said in the brief monologue, I can be driving down the highway and see a gigantic flag, And it just almost gives chills down your spine in the realization and the recognition of what it stands for, what we have in that flag. And then to see it denigrated and placed on the flag, the sodomite pride flag, placed on the same level, on the same rope, on the same pole as the U.S. flag, as was just done by Joe Biden. What do you think of that?
That's actually against U.S. flag law there. The U.S. flag is to be displayed above and prominently against all other flags, rather, regardless of whether it's a nationality flag or a, you know, in this case, a, I don't know what you want to call that flag there. It ain't right. The U.S. flag should never, ever be on level with any other flag or any nation or any goal or any, what's the word I'm looking for? Help me out, doctor. For this monstrosity of a flag there. Political?
Well, it's a sodomite flag, and it
well,
is...
Yeah,
it is...
Agenda is the word I'm looking for.
It's an agenda of the LGBTQ sodomites, and we have a president, Joe Biden, for the first time in the history of America, that's promulgating, that's pushing, that is in league with what I call a demonic aura that's taking place in America today, pushing the transgender movement, pushing the LGBTQ agenda, pushing it through the military, pushing it through every branch of government, pushing it in our academic system from kindergarten through college and university. Jim, just a brief question regarding that. Do you see America surviving based on what we see taking place today?
I see a nation that is being divided by an administration that is going down a path that's purely guided by the father of lies. I don't see our nation being coherent in its sovereignty with the invasion of our southern borders. I don't see a nation that's going to survive with a two-tiered justice system there. These things cannot, we can't have a civilized society without a rule of law, and this administration is completely and utterly lawless, in my opinion.
You touched on that, Jim, and that brings me to the question that I believe perhaps many people are asking. I'm sure you're aware of all that's taken place and transpired with the latest Trump indictment. He still has probably an indictment coming down from the January 6th committee and the DOJ. He will probably have another indictment from Georgia where he did nothing wrong. I'm familiar with the charges, but yet there will be an indictment handed down. Do you believe he can survive the battle and continue as the candidate, I believe the one that would be the winning candidate for the presidency of the United States of America? What are your thoughts? Just give us a little part of your, I'm picking your brain. Give us a little part of your thoughts on what's happening, where it's going, and how we should respond to it.
Well, for any presidency or administration that got 81 million votes there, they should not be afraid of this man in the way that they are. Donald Trump needs every conservative, patriot, Christian on their knees praying for his strength, praying for him to find wisdom, and praying for him to have the mental clarity to be above and beyond this. We should also be praying for our government as well, the current administration, which is trying to inflict all of this harm upon him, that they would open their eyes and find Christ. The lamentations run deep, because growing up, what I've seen and what I've lived, seeing this country going through the things that it's going through now is just heartbreaking. It absolutely breaks my heart to know that there's a future generation that will not be able to experience the same liberties, the same luxuries, the same lifestyle, and the same justice of an America that I grew up at. It's a crying shame, Doctor.
Yes, it is. I'm saddened by it. I am encouraged because I know that God is still on the throne.
Correct.
And because I know that God hears the prayers of his people. And I'm thankful that Donald Trump, God has given him a spine, a backbone, a tenacity, and a love for America that I'm not seeing in any other president or presidential candidate. So there is hope as a result of what we see God doing in and through. And I'm not putting my hopes and dreams and ideological beliefs, philosophical beliefs on one man. But I believe God can overrule. And I believe that's what God is going to do. But it doesn't give us, from the human perspective, doesn't give us much room for hope other than having our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you. Keep looking up today. Thank you so much.
God bless you too, sir.
God bless you. Thank you. I believe we have Michael on the line. Mike, go ahead with a question or comment, please.
Hello, sir. This might be a little bit off topic. I was trying to get a hold of you earlier in the week. I'm a street preacher, and as in my capacity as a street preacher, I attended the Fernandina Beach Pride Parade this past weekend. And there were pedophiles in the parade walking down the streets of Fernandina Beach, Florida, being applauded, being saluted, being honored. There were people walking carrying signs that said age of consent is a social construct. So, yeah. And I don't know that that's come. I've searched the internet for pictures from that event because our cameraman just kind of got caught up in all the chaos that was happening and didn't take any pictures. But I haven't found any pictures of those floats, but those floats were there in the parade.
And Michael, generally speaking, and I've not seen any photographs from that, but I have from others across the nation in my research. And generally speaking, there's some vile, vulgar, partial nudity and some things that you would not want an adult to see, much less a child. And that's supposed to be good for the city, good for the nation. The thing that is bothersome to me, Michael, is that political leaders, civic leaders, governmental leaders in places like Fernandina, places like Jacksonville Beach, and other cities near us, around us, and across the nation, think that that is the end thing to do. Just a few years back, we had our mayor and our sheriff marching in the Pride Parade, and I said to them then, it ought not to be, because it shows that you're embracing that. It says the civic government is embracing and authorizing and approving, applauding, and celebrating an immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle. But thank you for being on the street preaching the truth of the gospel. Don't know if you've read the article where something was taking place similar to that, where a man was on the street corner as the Pride Parade was going by, and he was simply reading scripture. He was arrested and booked as a result of supposedly disturbing the peace, and because his preaching, his reading the scripture, was that which was irritating some people, the article said. But now I understand the police have had to go back and apologize to him. The police department's having to pay a major fine as a result of doing that. So I'm thankful there is some redress when something like that happens. But thank you. Keep on keeping on. Don't surrender the flag of Jesus Christ to a flag of the Sodomites.
Well,
one
more thing I want to mention. We were surrounded by an angry mob while we were there. Locals from Fernandina came out of the farmer's market, got behind us, put their hands on our back, pushed the crowd back off of us, and prayed for us the whole parade.
Amen. Thank
you
for that.
The locals were not happy that this was going on in front of them.
That's right. Well, it shouldn't be. Michael, thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute top-of-the-hour news break. And right after the news break, we're coming back. We're going to continue our dialogue and discussion about our flag, what's taking place with the flag, what Biden has done with the flag, and what we need to do in relationship to standing against the evils of this day. So hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Could the fires of inflation be starting to cool? The Labor Department reports wholesale prices did actually fall 0.3% from April to May, although compared to 1 year ago, the producer price index was up 1.1% in the month of May. It is a fiery response from former President Trump after pleading not guilty to charges stemming from presidential documents that were stored at and seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Mr. Trump says that a president has an absolute right to retain whatever documents he pleases, adding that this is the law. This time it was the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa targeted by Russian missiles. An overnight attack destroyed homes, left at least six people dead. Wall Street, the Dow down 152 points. More details at srnnews.com.
First Conservative Baptist Church invites you to join them for their Independence Day celebration. The Mark V Quartet will be in concert with great singing.
Jesus Christ the Lord, open up.
Service starts at 10:30 a.m., barbecue lunch at 12:30. There's no ticket charge. A love offering will be taken. July 2nd at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you today, your thoughts in relationship to it being Flag Day, and President Donald J. Trump's birthday. I believe it's 77 years old, at Flag Day and a birthday. And what President Trump has just gone through with his indictment, and yet with the tenacity and the stand for the love for America that I've not witnessed or seen in any other presidential candidate, past or present. We're talking about our flag. We're talking about how it's been denigrated across the years, and now more so by the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Using our flag, using the rainbow colors that God gave us and that we find in the flag being the sign, the symbol for the sodomites today. Our nation is in trouble. I'm looking at an article that says, stop singing. National anthem rendition by the children deemed to be protest. June 2nd of this year, a rendition of America's national anthem by a children's choir at the United States Capitol was deemed a protest by the police and stopped just after the words, "In God We Trust," were heard. Quote, it's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable case. Censoring took place when the esteemed Russian Brook Children's Choir was silenced by the Capitol Police in the middle of the singing of the national anthem at the United States Capitol, the report said. Despite having prior approval from Congress members, the police deemed their performance as a form of protest, sparking outrage and concern among other citizens, among citizens and lawmakers. But the Star Spangled Banner abruptly was halted on orders of the Capitol Police. According to the police, singing the national anthem could be considered offensive or provoke conflict. When you need a permit to sing, this writer says, when you need a permit to sing your national anthem in your nation's own capital, something has gone wrong, end quote. And I believe that's what we see happening today. But ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall back during, some of you may recall, some of you may not, back during the time of our soldiers coming in from Vietnam, you might recall our flag was treated during that period of time. Television reels showed scenes where the flag was torn, stomped on the ground, stomped in the street in the mud, and then burned. But today, our flag and its symbolism is denigrated by what is called pride. Pride. The sodomite pride, using the flag as a symbol of immorality, vulgarity, perversion, and the sexualization of our children. Our nation and our government-controlled school system is nothing more than the capturing of our children. Now, I'm saying, using the term flag, they're using the colors. It literally goes back to the rainbow, and I call it the Rainbow Mafia. That's not my origination of that. That's the term they use in some of their own publications and newsletters called the Rainbow Mafia. And in that Rainbow Mafia, they talk about what they will do and their threats and their antagonism toward anybody that rejects that flag, that rainbow flag. Looking at an article that says, Pride Month 2023 is shaping up to be the most contentious one ever as the corporate world aims to silence Christians and conservatives. Now, we're watching that, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching that today across America, where major corporate entities, businesses, manufacturers are pushing the sodomite agenda as never before. I've witnessed this down through the years, but I've never seen it as, how would you say, rancorous and as demeaning as we're seeing even this month in 2023. It is the sodomite's approach, just as our recent caller talked about the parade in Fernandina. I'm sure there was vulgarity. There was partial nudity. There was the mindset that anything goes. Somehow, some way, we as conservatives and Christians and patriots, we're expected to simply celebrate with them and embrace the immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation's government-controlled school system is nothing more than the captivating and the capturing of our children and grooming them and sexualizing them and brainwashing them. And at the same time, we're watching as this all takes place, the major corporate entities, Kohl Department Store, for example, Target Department Store, Walmart, Disney, we already knew. I'm looking at an article that says Kohl's and Target poured cash into the LGBTQ group, pushing secret gender transitions for kids. The article reads, Target and Kohl's, two major children's clothing retailers, have both made sizable donations to the GLSEN and LGBTQ activist groups that promotes gender ideology and child gender transitions in schools. GLSEN creates and teaches training with training material, school curricula, and school policy guides that promote gender ideology to young children. Target has given GSLN more than $2 million, according to the Fox News report. Kohl's has donated $35,000 to the group just in 2022, not counting what they perhaps donated already this year. And it goes on to talk about, from kindergarten through 12th grade is no longer a safe place for students in the classroom. In practice, that has meant encouraging teachers to use children's preferred names and pronouns while keeping students' transgender identity a secret from parents, along with numerous other policies and recommendations supporting the sexualization and the gender transition without parental knowledge of our children. Ladies and gentlemen, if school is not a safe place, what should parents do? My bride can tell you, I've said for the past 40 years, take your child out of the governmentally controlled schools. And I say that more vehemently, more passionately today than I've ever said it. And some will say, well, where did I put them? Ladies and gentlemen, a mother at home with no academic credentials can do more in teaching the basic reading, writing, and arithmetic to a son or daughter in 2 hours a day than can be done in a public school where the agenda is not on academia for an eight-hour day. Put them in a private school. Put them in a Christian school. Put them in homeschooling. Put them in a school that is a parochial or a charter school, something where they're out of the control and the clutches of the sodomite agenda in the public school classroom. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
I mean, it's so sad to see what's going on in this wonderful country. But, it's a meticulous job done by the devil. For years, you got all these people that were sympathizers of the Cuban revolutions. They were on the side of the Castro, the Che Guevara, and all those Maoists in America. And those are the ones, unfortunately, with that mindset, teaching in the school systems. Because many of the conservatives decided not to take part of it. And that's what we're seeing. And the Bible verse comes to mind where it says, instruct you shall, And when they become older, they won't depart from the knowledge of the Bible. Well, the devil has flipped it, and he is doing it now. That's why he's going after the kids. My main concern is, where are those parents suing the school districts or the schools? I'm a parent. Thank God my kids are graduated. They graduated already. We made the effort to send them to a Christian school. But if I was one of those parents without my consent, I'd be suing them because that topic, speaking about the kids, because this is implanted by God in every human being. When you don't realize about your own body, there's certain age that you wake up and you still realize, wait a minute, this is my body and I got to take care of it. And part of that is, your body parts and everything. But that job is between the parents and the kids. Has nothing to do with the perfect teachers in the school system. And that's where the parents should come in place and sue them and say, wait a minute. You're breaking this breach. You're here to teach math, history, whatever and whatever. You're not supposed to touch this topic. This is my topic. Nevertheless, to show them videos and make them participate and do some sexual acts that they're not supposed to do. But that's my main concern. The parents are too silent on this issue. They be suing and going after these people. Because I do remember one psychologist, he was talking and he was speaking years ago, the danger of that magazine, Playboy, and those magazines with those pictures in it, and the damage that one visual does to your brain. Imagine a video. Imagine all, and that's what those perverts are doing with the kids. So I think the parent needs to unite and sue them, take them to court, because they had no business doing that. Why they don't let teaching the Bible then? Is that fair? They pretend to be open-minded and they want equality. Well, where are the Christians speaking and teaching the other side? Because they got drag queens and everything, but you got kid cameras going to the schools and you see these people almost having riots because they don't want the kids to be instructed the right way. So something is up. We know this is a spiritual battle, brother, between evil and good. But my main concern,
Jose,
you're
exactly right. Let me take a moment and ask you to hang on for just a minute. Let me read you a portion of an article and get your take on it. 9-year-olds lead Pride Month celebration at an elementary school. It's dated yesterday, June 13th. An elementary school in Charlottesville, Virginia, encouraged fourth graders to lead a Pride Month celebration of LGBTQ gender ideology during a school-wide monthly meeting. The video obtained from the Daily Signal news media. Video shows a little girl at the Johnson Elementary School speaking into a microphone and telling a crowd of assembled children and teachers who are sitting on the ground. Quote, the LGBTQ plus stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and queer. At one point, a man also appears to be the assistant principal, walks through the crowd of the children, leads one away by the hand. Cool, another girl says, cheering on. Now let's have a book about pride. And then this article says the supervisor of the community relations at Charlottesville School told that the children were reading a book about LGBTQ acceptance. Fully supports the Charlottesville school system said, we fully support the Johnson Elementary School leadership in providing the time for these important exercises for the students. Parents had no idea that this event would be taking place. We have not communicated with families. Every time we have this cultural observation part of the month in the morning meetings, several little girls then proceeded to take turns reading the book ABC Pride that links each letter of the alphabet to the gay pride issue of the elementary school. Starts with A, always belonging, B, belonging to the group, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes on down and says this. The book links the T, letter T, to trans, saying, and this is the kids now reading this publicly. Trans says, some people whose gender does not match what's written on their birth certificates when they're born. It also tells the children, it's okay not to know your gender and who you love or who you don't love. Your feelings might change as the time goes on. Gets to the letter O, and it talks about that. And then P for pride, meaning being confident that the LGBTQ person happy to be happy who you are. L is for love, loving whoever you want to, et cetera, et cetera. How would you respond if that was your child?
Yeah, this is complete perversion, brother. That's exactly what it is. If you see an adult in a playground reading a book or showing a video with that, I'm pretty sure the parent will be calling the police for that pervert to be arrested. Why they don't do the same thing with the school system? That's my main concern, brother. This is perversion, and it seems like it's okay. But wait a minute. You got a unhinged, demon-possessed, so-called teacher grooming those kids, and nobody seems to do anything. That's my concern. Thank God I got my kids graduated. If that were my kid, I'd be putting a lawyer, and I'd be going after and suing them because this is child abuse of the first degree. I mean, this is sickening, brother, and these are the days that we are living. You know what I mean? It's just the perverts running the school system, and it seems like there's no parent to send that, but they united and sue them, and they learn the lesson. I think they feel that they are protected by this corrupted White House. That's why they are doing what they're doing, and they don't seem to care. I mean, this is sad, bro. And you got the administration calling those parents terrorists because they stand up for the kids. Are you kidding me? They're defending the kids. They're not terrorists. They are looking out for the good of the kids. But that's the world that we are living. The Bible says that in the last days, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. Sadly, absolutely, brother. So we have to pray for this nation. God bless you, brother. Thank you very
absolutely
much.
Absolutely. Thank you for your input, for your comments, your dialogue and discussion, Jose. Have a blessed day. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about Flag Day, also President Donald J. Trump's birthday. We're talking about the how far we have fallen from the time that we instituted and started what has been called and what we know of today as Flag Day. As we said a little early in the broadcast, that was instituted in 1916. President Woodrow Wilson marked the 14th day of June, designated it as Flag Day. June 14, 1777, the Second Continental Congress passed a resolution stating that the flag of the United States would be 13 stripes, alternating red and white, and that the Union to be 13 stars, in white and in blue, field representing the constellation of the new nation. It was Betsy Ross that created the first United States flag. And ladies and gentlemen, that's been demeaned, denigrated, and challenged, just as they've tried to modify, modulate, change, eradicate, and destroy our history across America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about pride and Pride Month and what is taking place with that. I'm looking at an article that says, school district tells the gym teachers to wear gay flags, use preferred pronouns to make class more inclusive. And I'm going to read just a blurb or two from that, ladies and gentlemen. And it simply says this. Colorado School District encouraged its physical ed PE teachers to don LGBTQ pride gear and use preferred pronouns in an effort to display their support for the LGBTQ community. Further in the article, it says, teachers can also wear a scarf, a shirt, a tie, a lapel pin, and shoes to send a strong message of support. I just made a little footnote on this article. But what about Christians? What about conservatives that cannot exercise this same free speech? You realize in the classes where they're pushing the teachers to wear all of this regalia that will say, we embrace, we support, we celebrate the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. But yet a child cannot wear a cross, generally speaking, in a classroom. A child cannot bring a Bible. You cannot read the scripture in the classroom. You cannot pray. You cannot praise the Lord Jesus. And most of the time, they don't even want you to have the pledge to the flag in the classroom. This article says, guessing someone's preferred pronoun can be offensive and harassing while using correct pronouns is a good way to show someone that you respect them and their training. Students should be allowed to use locker rooms and participate in PE classes on the basis of their gender identity rather than biological sex, though each transgender student should be assessed on a case-by-case basis according to the teachers and the dialogue with the staff. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at what is taking place today. We see that we're watching our schools. Why would a school have the drag queen presentation where kids and toddlers and olders are sitting around watching and being groomed? Why would that be done in a school if it's for academic purposes? Most do not realize, most of our listeners, I believe today, most are not do not know that when President Donald J. Trump was in office in 2017, he directed Betsy DeVos, the then Secretary of Education, U.S. Department of Education, to start shutting down, dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. It was ignored. It never was carried out, not even the first stage of the first step. But the best thing that could happen would be shutting down, dismantling, and removing the U.S. Department of Education, removing anything that will be called federal control over our public school system, and then remand that back to the local states, and the states remand it back to the local government, allowing the families, the parents, to have control over the education. Why would a school force students to study, to read, to look at, and even do skits in the classroom about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda? I'm looking at an article that says, middle school students tear down pride banners, chant USA are my pronouns while wearing red, white, and blue. Schools administrators in Burlington, Massachusetts, called the actions of students who resisted, a middle school's Pride Month celebration completely unacceptable. They also said that it was demeaning to other students while likening it to violence. There was no violence, but they said it was likened to violence. June 2nd, 2023, students at Marshall Simmons Middle School showed their obvious displeasure with the school's Spirit Day celebration. The event was requested and sponsored by the school's Spectrum Club, a student group for the alleged LGBTQ students and their allies, according to the outlet. The club decorated the school with Happy Pride Month signs, posters, etc., etc., etc. But ladies and gentlemen, some of the signs says, "That's so gay." Rainbow streamers, banners, and stickers were handed out, while students and faculty members were encouraged to wear the rainbow colors. Opposing students tore down the banners and signs and chanted, USA are my pronouns, as we wore red, white, and blue clothes with their faces painted. The outlet also reported that the school's students were seen being inappropriate with the rainbow stickers during the event. Further, the article states, When one individual or group of individuals' beliefs and actions result in the demeaning of another individual or group, it's completely unacceptable. Now, that's a statement made by the school principal in that school. What about the demeaning of Christians? What about the demeanings of morals and ethics and values? Or how do they stand? Notice now, let me read that statement again. They said when an individual or group of individuals' beliefs and actions result in the demeaning of another individual or group, it is completely unacceptable. That's a one-way street for the sodomites and the LGBTQ agenda and those that are promulgating that lifestyle. They're not considering the morals, ethics, and the values of the overwhelming majority of the students in the classroom or in the school system. Here's another article. Community is irate as students cut from graduation for saying there's only two genders. Schools now invoking a nuclear option. Ladies and gentlemen, because students in one school, two of them, made the statement that there's only two genders. God created male and female. As a result of that, they were banned from even walking the platform for graduation. It is sad to see the push, the enforcement of immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle in our public school system and across our nation. It is taking place. Students, especially moral, ethical, Christian students, are being demeaned and required to be silent during the course of these things taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, it should be totally unacceptable. I'm looking at one that says, groomers, pro baseball team snubs Christians to honor the drag queens. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that, as Jose said in his call earlier, that parents stand up and get legal action. I believe it's time parents pull the students out of the classrooms. Looking at one article says, quoting Bible in public gets a Christian arrested. Damon Atkins being arrested in Reading, Pennsylvania on Saturday, June 3rd. A man has been detained by the cops at a Pennsylvania Pride event after arriving with a sign explaining that Jesus said, go and sin no more. Today, as our families are driving out of the Reading for a family adventure, we saw that there was a Pride rally in the City Hall building in Reading City. I saw two Christian protesters out there, and so I pulled over, and I came up to support each of them. I preached for about 10 minutes, this writer says, until a tyrant cop laid hands on me, threatened to arrest me if I continued. 10 minutes later, another Christian protester came out. He stood his ground against the cop and got arrested just for reading the scripture in the public. Ladies and gentlemen, where Christians, conservatives, moralists, ethicists are being arrested, demeaned, and threatened by law enforcement for not going along with the sodomite lifestyle, the sodomite agenda, there's a problem in our nation today. We need to understand what is taking place. I'm looking at one article that says, pride is still a sin, and the rainbow still belongs to God. I like that. Simply as a footnote on what we've said today, two or three things that I want us to understand. The rainbow is God's promise not to destroy the world by a flood again, according to Genesis chapter 9, verses 9 through 16. Then in Revelation 4, verses 1, 2, and 3, we find the rainbow is around the throne of God. It's a symbol of God's presence. So the red, white, and blue, the rainbow flag, as it is called today, that's being used by the sodomite agenda, it is demeaning to the Christian conservative patriots in America, because the rainbow is God's promise, and it's a representation of God's presence. Ladies and gentlemen, the flag day, Donald J. Trump's birthday, we must say, thank you, Lord, for our flag. Thank you for our president. Thank you for his representing freedom for us. We must continue, though, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. We must continue to boycott Target, Walmart, Disney, and all Disney products, and any other business that you go into, and it's in your face with the pride display and the gay pride merchandise. We must say, no, 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 not on my watch. Don't spend one dime of God's money in your pocket at Target stores, at Walmart stores, at Disney, or any Disney product. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe God will be honored in that. I believe that the merchandising of the sodomite lifestyle will be seen as not profitable, and it will cease and desist. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air, as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited